Birdsong by Sebastian Foulkes. Read by Peter Firth. Part 1. France, 1910.
The Boulevard du Cange was a broad, quiet street that marked the eastern flank of the city of Amiens. The wagons that rolled in from Lille and Arras to the north made directly into the tanneries and mills of the Saint-Lô quarter without needing to use this rutted, leafy road. The town side of the boulevard backed onto substantial gardens, which were squared off and apportioned with civic precision to the houses they adjoined. On the damp grass were chestnut trees, lilac and willows, cultivated to give shade and quietness to their owners. The gardens had a wild, overgrown look, and their deep lawns and bursting hedges could conceal small clearings, quiet pools, and areas unvisited even by the inhabitants, where patches of grass and wild flowers lay beneath the branches of overhanging trees. Behind the gardens, the River Somme broke up into small canals that were the picturesque feature of Saint-Lô. On the other side of the boulevard, these had been made into a series of water gardens, little islands of damp fertility divided by the channels of the split river. Long, flat-bottomed boats, propelled by poles, took the town-dwellers through the waterways on Sunday afternoons. All along the river and its streams sat fishermen, slumped on their rods, in hats and coats beneath the cathedral, and in shirt-sleeves by the banks of the water-gardens, they dipped their lines in search of trout or carp. The Azayas house showed a strong, formal front towards the road from behind iron railings. The traffic looping down towards the river would have been in no doubt that this was the property of a substantial man. The slate roof plunged in conflicting angles to cover the irregular shape of the house. Beneath one of them, a dormer window looked out onto the boulevard.